Hello, everybody. Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. And today I'm going to be talking about the United States Army and the effects that this administration has had upon it. For those of you that don't know, I retired from the military, from the United States Army in 2018. I was medically retired. I was in my 33rd year of service. Back then I wanted to do 40, so I fought it tooth and nail, but at the end of the day, I lost. Injuries were catching up to me, and that's just the way it is. You can't do it forever. And if you think you can, you're out of your goddamn mind. All right, now, I know a lot about retention in the United States Army because it was part of the metrics I was basically evaluated on when I was a AGR team sergeant, operations sergeant. I would have, you know, the ETS dates of every soldier in my company. And then when they hit like 1 year out, you start, you know, inquiring if they're going to re-enlist. And then you dangle the carrots in front of them like, hey, you'll get a promotion. We'll send you to airborne school, air assault school, whatever. And, you know, I had a hand in doing a lot of that. And a lot of individuals I did get to re-enlist. And a lot of them I didn't. And here are some of the reasons why. You know, as we find ourselves surrounded by reality, which is too extreme for fantasy, we all need to find an escape. Don't judge me. Like my buddy Nelson Abick's books. Oh, wait a minute. These, Freedom's Forge, stories about all of the shenanigans that took place in the Revolutionary War. Or if you have a short attention span, try his Too Cool for Earth series. It's about colonists in space. There's a monkey called Bobby Bananas. He's not evil, just kind of secretive. Like everyone else in this story. What are you gonna do? He's also hairy. I kind of like a shaved monkey myself, but not in this context. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, you can get the first Too Cool for Earth story for just 99 cents. Go to abixrealms.com. Links are in the Meat Gazer box. Meat Gazer! I had dozens of male NCOs get out of the military because, quite literally, there was a female NCO with no deployment experience, barely passed her PT test, and these were the type of soldiers that were getting promoted ahead of individuals with actual combat experience. And, you know, it was, I had one guy, he got passed over twice as an E5. Both times the slots were given to females, and his reenlistment when it came up, he said, fuck it, I'm out. And I couldn't blame him. I couldn't. That happens all the time, and it's been going on for a while. Case in point, I had, at any given time when I was in civil affairs, between 6 and 12 female soldiers in the ranks. Almost all of them could not pass PT on a regular basis. And about a third of them were constantly pregnant and playing the system. And the way that works is they piss out for pregnancy, they automatically are on a PT profile. That lasts until the baby's born, then they go on maternity leave, and then they have 6 months to recover, sometimes 8, depending upon the chain of command. Okay, I had several of these females that would spend their entire, you know, 4 years in the Army Reserves, pregnant, showing up to drill, collecting a check, and doing fuck all. Right, that is counterproductive. All right, I saw that many, many times. I had many females who just flat out refused to work out and pass PT, and I would put together separation packages on them to get them kicked out. And they wouldn't do anything with them. So literally, I have a male who can't pass PT. I do a packet on him. He's literally a general discharge in 90 days. I have females who can't pass PT tests for 4 fucking years. And I'm putting packages up the chain and nothing is fucking happening. Are we fucking shocked that soldiers are like, this is fucking insane. I'm out. All right. Now we're going to talk about this new PT test. All right. I talked to some individuals who are now retired who had a hand in putting together the new PT test because they could see the handwriting on the wall, and women were basically getting allowed to do combat roles despite the fact that they're physically inept and they can't consistently perform at the levels needed for combat. And that's my opinion that I have put together through 30 plus years of witnessing the travesty of this bullshit. So they put together this new PT test and they basically introduce it to a couple of test battalions, and lo and behold, 84% of the females failed. Okay. And they put together that PT test to make a prediction of how you will actually perform when the bullets start flying. Okay, because that's incredibly stressful. All right. And there's a lot of sprinting. You got to, deadlift, throw objects, do what you got to do. And, these women just were failing. And here's the weird part. Is the hardest portion of that new PT test is where they do the leg tucks, where they hang off of a chin-up bar and they bring their knees up to touch their elbows as many times as they can. And they had a hard time doing that. Okay, so now the Army has gone back to turning the PT test based on age and gender. What the fuck? Combat is combat. It doesn't care if you got a dick or a pussy. All right, you're still going to get ground up in there. All right, so now we're allowing these weak-ass females to become in leadership positions in the infantry, armor, artillery, scouts, what have you. All right. And these men who go to these jobs, they're expected to perform at a certain level. Okay. It's a very base standard. And these women aren't doing it. And they're getting promoted to leadership positions because I find that reprehensible. And I'm going to tell you why. I have seen a lot of good leaders and way more shitty leaders and incompetent leaders. Okay, now I've seen 3 wars come and go, and I was almost killed in 2 because I lead from the front and by example. All right, let that sink in. When the shit hits the fan, a good leader is in front of his men, leading them in and through the danger. If you are sitting back because you physically can't do it, but yet you are giving orders, you are becoming a do as I say and not as I do leader. And soldiers despise that. They hate it. Okay? And that is one of the main reasons soldiers get out of the service, is they see weak-ass incompetent leaders getting put in positions over them where they can make life and fucking death decisions. That is fucking insane. This is from Stars and Stripes. They're now giving the new PT test. We got a young stud here doing the squat or the power lifts. All right. Now, they've revised the version of the Army Combat Fitness Test on April 1st that considers gender and age when assessing soldiers' performance, the service announced. New version follows the initial effort 3 years ago to make the test gender neutral. Okay. They made it gender neutral because the job needs a certain standard. If you don't meet the standard, you are a hindrance to yourself, the unit, the mission, and all of the men around you. What a bunch of shit. This is why retention is, in my opinion, going into the toilet. Now, I don't have any receipts for the current numbers. It's a big hush-hush, and I wonder why. This next one is from recruiting.army.mil. All right. And they're going through the numbers here for the service. All right, this is 2019. All right, then I'm going to increase minority recruits by 3% over FY18. Active Army female listener are the highest they have been since 2004. Of course. Of course it is. Because we're not deploying them to war, and they could basically ride the gravy train, get knocked up and get paid for it and get a free goddamn check. All right. Now here's some of the 2018 numbers. Regular Army, they're sitting at 91.5%. Army Reserve sitting at 72.8%. Now here are the end goals here for the amount of individuals that want to come in that particular year. All right, there's Special Operation Recruiting Battalion. They recruit Rangers and Special Forces and paratroopers. All right, now here's something that I found a little surprising. Warrant officers are sitting at 140%. That tells me those guys are black belts and motherfucking shamming. Hats off to you. Outstanding. Medical mission, 94%. Chaplains, 101%. In my opinion, with what they're doing with the vax mandates in the service, I would not really break my heart if this number was to go to fucking zero. You chaplains out there should know better than this. You've conducted yourself shamefully in the past couple years. Fuck you. All right, here are the demographics. And now you'll see here these percentages go pretty close to the, you know, gross population, those numbers. Okay, here we go, 2019. Here are the numbers. All right, regular Army got 100% of its goal. Army Reserve got 98% of its recruiting goal. And Special Operations, see how big that number is now? They wanted to grow it. It got pretty close. Warrant officers, still at 140%. Doing a great job. Those guys are awesome. You want to learn how to party and hang out and learn a chill mindset, you hang out with some warrant officers. Those guys are hilarious. All right, here's just some more of the numbers. Now you'll see here, we got 18, 19. Worst 20, 21. Where are those numbers? Oh, they're not going to show you those numbers because they're in the fucking toilet. They're so bad they had to shrink the size of the Army. They're going to sell it like, oh, no. We're not deploying people to war anymore. We don't need that many people. Okay, we'll see about that. And here's another kick in the teeth for individuals. All right. This individual is a he-she shimp person, a confused holes with poles individual. And this person was promoted to a 4-star admiral. 4-star admiral. Do you have any idea how much of a kick in the teeth that is to the morale of the officer corps? Because let me tell you, those guys are busy 24/7, 365, stabbing each other in the back, sucking dick, eating ass, and, you know, ruining the careers to make themselves look better of those around them. Okay, how are those people going to feel when somebody who's light in the loafers gets promoted to a 4-star general and was never in the fucking service. Yeah. Are we still surprised? Retention is in the fucking shitter, because I'm not. All right, now, here's a side note. We now have virtually the entire combat power of the 82nd Airborne Division has been sent forward to Poland. All right, now I have individuals who are high up in the officer structure at the 82nd. And I talked to quite a few of these individuals, and they're very upset. And one of the reasons is that 1/3 to 1/2 of all of the staff has dropped their paperwork to fucking retire. So let me just recap how an officer career works. Second lieutenant, he's usually put in charge of a section and platoon. First lieutenant might get a platoon, maybe a company XO job. Captain needs to have command to get promoted any higher. Now, most of the officers who get a company command will never see a battalion command, and they will retire as lieutenant colonels. All right? So what you have is a glut of officers stuck at the staff level who are hit with this vax mandate. They look at their LES. Oh, I have 20 good years. I'm done. So that is a lot of experience and individuals you need to have that are going to maybe fill positions down the road, and they're going to be gone. Who's going to fill those? Oh, that's right. Those soft, crazy, gay, loose, butt-twerking queer individuals. And people do not want to follow them into goddamn combat. I'm sorry. Men going into combat, they have to have confidence in their leadership. That's the bare minimum you can do for them if you're going to expect them to march forward and die and be fucking maimed.